David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Advisor with Stacey Chalemi. Today, I'm very excited because we have our very special guest. She is part of our podcast community. She has her own podcast on her channel. Her name is Eileen Davis, and she is a wonderful individual. She's an acceptance coach. She works with people. She shows them how to overcome their fears, how to get through the hard times, and how to move forward. And today she's going to talk about harnessing your energy and really being able to tap into that inner strength. And she's just amazing. So I'm going to hand over the plate to Eileen and tell everybody a little about yourself and what you do.
Oh, thank you so much for having me again. It's an absolute pleasure to be here. So my name's Eileen, as you said. I'm a crazy cat lady as well, as you can see my little girl on my lap here. And what I love to do is to help highly sensitive people and empaths of all walks of life flourish, because I myself am a very highly sensitive person. And a very intuitive empath as well. And through life experiences, I'm 48 now, through life experiences, I realized after an accident when I was 40 that I'd actually been living a lie, basically. I had a mask on, I was a people pleaser, I was showing up for everybody else to my detriment. And from, you know, we're all born with our gifts. All of our sensitives are born with our gifts. And those formative years are so important to have that support around us. And I don't judge. I'm a completely no judgment, you know, judgment-free zone. What happens is, you know, just talking from a personal point of view, if we don't have that support around us when our gifts are coming up when we're younger, you know, we're saying, oh, look over there, mommy and daddy, I can see such and such. Oh, I felt that. Oh, and then, you know, I'm suddenly crying after walking past somebody that I don't know on the street when I'm 5 years old.
Yeah.
And there's parents or guardians or family members who don't understand that. Then we, from a very young age, we're sponges, we see that as it's not acceptable. So that's when we start changing our persona and changing actually who we truly are, our essence, so we can fit in. So the way I work is I'm not helping people change themselves. I'm helping people remember who they actually are, you know, who they were born to be, their true essence, and see those beautiful gifts. I'm getting goosebumps. See those beautiful gifts as a burden, not as a burden. I used to cry a lot when I was younger. I used to cry a lot, and I pushed it down and pushed it down. One of my memories, and again, no judgment, was a family member saying to me, "Don't you dare cry." And it took me a really long time after that. I might cry it out, actually. It took me a really long time after that to actually be able to cry. And there's still people I won't cry in front of. So what I like to do, what I love to do, and I know I've been born to do, is to help people accept themselves. You know, that's why I'm the acceptance coach, because that is where it starts.
Yes.
It's not about accepting, you know, the situation necessarily that has been created. It's about accepting who we truly are.
Yeah.
And it's accepting that everything had to happen in the way that it did for us to get to that point. So we're not in blame zone.
Right.
We're not in judgment zone, especially of ourselves. It's all that I've experienced has brought me to this point, so I can start peeling off the layers. I can recognize my true essence. And most of us sensitives, empaths, are here to help other people.
Yes.
And I mean, the world is changing so much, which is beautiful, going so much more towards the, you know, the divine feminine energy. And a lot of the gifts are being more and more accepted. For example, a family member calls, can you do your witchy woo? Because sometimes I can feel and I can see what situations can arise.
Yes.
And it's so important as well, in the work that we do and the gifts that we have, that they're not taken for granted. So I don't always just say, yes, let me look into the witchy woo for you. It's a gift and it should be honored and it should be treasured in, not in a, oh, who's going to win the, what are the numbers for the lottery kind of way, in a, let me take you through your Akashic channels. Let's see what messages are coming through to help you in a safe, gorgeous environment where you start realizing, I'm saying you because I'm speaking to your audience, you start realizing that you are worthy. You start realizing that you do have a reason for being here. You start realizing that you are loved. And that is when that inner strength comes in. And at the moment, we are in, Mars is in retrograde, and she's, and I say she, and I'll explain why in a minute. She's moved from Leo in retrograde to Cancer. And Leo, as we know, is all about spotlight, showing up, I am, I am, I am. And Cancer is the most sensitive sign. It's all about feelings, it's very moon energy. So when Mars is in retrograde, although people think it's stopping, it's not stopping. You're still taking action. You're taking action going inside. So when Mars was in retrograde with Leo, it was very much about going inside and saying, well, actually, who am I? Am I showing up as my authentic self? Have I got a mask on? And then, really beautifully, the planets have arranged for us from the 6th of January to now go into Cancer. And it's like, actually, and it's emotional protection. So where we've been with Leo of feeling into, well, who truly am I at my core, my true soul essence? We're now going into Cancer where we can start protecting that. And I say she with Mars because I see her as a woman. And my wonderful spiritual mentors, Crystal T. Perry and Foster Perry, who have been studying for 15 years, they explain all of their studies this way as well. So in Kabbalah, for instance, Mars is Gebura. And she is, so when I say she, many people, and actually I just recorded a solo podcast about all of this yesterday, so your audience can also listen to that one because I go into detail. So when many of us, as a society, many people think of, Gustav Holst, the planets, war, action, man going into war, battle. So on the other side of that, there's the feminine, the divine feminine. And the way I look at her is a protective mother. And it doesn't matter, if you didn't have a protective mother, this is about the mother within. This is, and it doesn't matter if you're not a mother, this is, and it doesn't matter how you identify either, this is the mother within. So it's taking that inner strength with Mars and Cancer and protecting your emotional energy. And when we're protecting our emotional energy, it's not pushing it down. It's allowing feelings to come up, as we in our conversation just moments ago, it's allowing things to come up. Because when we push down and push down, as many of us have from childhood, because it's not seen as acceptable, there's going to be a moment where they might be bursting to the top. So if any of your audience out there are feeling this at the moment because they haven't had the space and they haven't been able to kind of caress their beautiful gifts, they may be feeling a little bit fractious. So what I would really invite everybody to do is to start going inside and take space and really up that self-care, because that is a beautiful moment until the 23rd of February, with Mars in retrograde in Cancer, is inviting us to go inside and to really nourish ourselves emotionally and nurture ourselves. So, in a nutshell, that's what I do.
I love it. Now,
So,
go ahead, finish.
No, I was just going to say, because you asked me a gentle question and I've spoken for about 10 minutes. So yes, so it's really important as well, because one size doesn't fit all. It's what actually nurtures me emotionally. It's not what somebody else is doing over there or somebody else is doing over there. It's really going within, because I love to go in and meditate, and my imagination. I love to go and be with the fairies, quite literally. I love to be with the fairies, and I love to go into my, to different worlds and dimensions. That's what nurtures me. Somebody else may feel that emotionally, they just want to get a pillow and hit it, like kickboxing or something, just to move the energy, but whatever works. So it's really finding, well, what emotionally.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Nourishes me. And okay, that I didn't mean to sound so flippant with that. It's really important that we go inside, and you could do kickboxing inside as well. It's feeling, I would say the questions to ask is, am I emotionally nourishing myself? Am I giving myself space, time with healthy boundaries, so I have that time that when I show up for all of my family, and my cat Cleo's agreeing with me, so when I show up for all of my family, I'm filling my cup emotionally before I'm helping anybody else. Because before we can help anybody else, and all right, Mimi, good girl. Before we can help anybody else, let's pop that tail down, shall we, Cleo? Before we can help anybody else, it's really important. Obviously, I had to say that a few times. Really important that we help ourselves first, because as empaths, as highly sensitive people, as witches, as magicians, all of us who have heightened gifts, it's because we were put onto this world, onto this earth to help with the change. We weren't born to fit in. We were born to help with the change. And the way I see it as well is the earth is also remembering who she is and reminding us who she is. Gaia and the earth knows exactly who she is. We as humanity have completely forgotten. And that's what I really feel is where we're going back to. So individually, it's really important to care for ourselves so we can show up as a collective. Absolutely.
I love it. I love it. Now, when people are really trying to connect with themselves, so many people repress their emotions. What is the best way to start, tapping into your repressed emotions and really connecting with yourself?
That's a brilliant question, because, and I'm speaking from experience, because if anybody listening or watching at the moment has been in a situation where they've been told, don't cry, or they've heard that crying is for wimps, or, stiff upper lip, darling, and all that, the British stiff upper lip, don't show your emotions. And yeah, I am from the UK, by the And it's saying to yourself, I'm safe. In the previous conversation we had, one of the most important things, this conversation came up as well. One of the most important things is to feel safe. So say to yourself first, and you might feel silly, you might feel, well, this is ridiculous. Allow yourself to feel that. That it's really important to be massively honest with yourself. So if you're saying, right, I'm going to take some space away from myself, you've been pushing and pushing and pushing emotions down all the time, and you've never really sat down with yourself to feel into your emotional intelligence, you're probably going to feel a bit stupid, and that will be And again, no judgment. It's really important that you allow yourself to feel whatever you feel. Because if you're going into this with Pollyanna, I'm absolutely fine, I'm about to feel my emotions, there's no authenticity there. It's really important to be massively honest with yourself first before you start with anything. So the way I would approach this, and actually myself, I've just started my own video series again today, so I can really kind of dive into it. So the way I would approach this is just take some time aside, phone on do not disturb, be away from all kind of noise. Nature, in my opinion, is the best place to be if that resonates with you. Or you may just want to have some beautiful music on. You may want to have candles, crystals. If that's not your thing, you may not want anything at all. If you're kind of feeling, I don't know if this is for me, there's a reason that you're listening to this. So you don't have to have candles, you don't have to have music. All I would suggest is you have yourself in whatever capacity feels right for you. You know, there's no have to, it's choosing to. So you choose whatever space you want to be in. And as I said, there's no have to. You're choosing whatever space you're in. And I would invite you to get either pen or paper or your phone and write down, how am I really feeling at the moment? And just start writing. Just start writing. And you know, you could just put blah 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 to start with, because it's likely that there might be a little bit of resistance there. Just put blah blah blah. And then very gently and with absolutely no judgment at all, if all you write 3, 4, 5 pages is blah blah blah, brilliant. You've taken that time and you've had that time to yourself. So no judgment at all on what you write. And equally, if you don't feel you want to write and you want to just have your phone, just blah 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 into your phone, this conversation is for you. It's for nobody else. You're not, you don't, you, if you choose to show it to somebody, that's up to you. I would recommend you show it to nobody, because this is your time. This is just purely for you. So that's how I would begin that. I would invite people just to take time, and that's the first question I would ask. And allow all the feelings, allow feeling stupid, allow, well, this is ridiculous, allow the, oh, well, you know, I could be washing the car, I could be doing the shopping, I could be cooking, you know, what am I doing? I could be finishing that project that I need to do for work. Allow all of that to come up and write it all down. Whatever is coming up, write it all down and just let it just splurge out. And there's another, I took everybody through the stop process actually before. In our previous conversation, I can do that again if you would like. That's a beautiful, yeah, that's a beautiful one to do. And it's called the stop process. And before going into anything new, this is a really beautiful one to do. And it is using slight visualization. The main thing is the feeling. The main thing is the intention. If you're not feeling anything or you're not seeing anything, again, no judgment. So everybody knows, yeah, and I just like to say that because, you know, you've said about a right at the beginning. So there's going to be possibly a little inner monologue going, what are you doing? So I would just say, I am safe. First of all, hand on heart, I am safe. Feel those shoulders drop. And then you envision, because everybody knows what wonders look like. If you want to close your eyes, I would invite you to do that with your hand on your heart while you're doing this, so you're connected to that heart space. And you see the stop sign. So it's the traffic sign that we all see at crossroads, T junctions, stop. So it's a red hexagonal with the white letters STOP. And we're going to work with those letters. So first of all, if you're having a little inner monologue going on before you're going into writing anything down or doing this, I would like you to just sense. So we're going to use sense. We're going to use the S as sense. So you're going to go into all of what's going on in your brain and give it an image, or give it a name, anything that feels right for you. So mine, for example, is like a big spider scroll. You know, when you're doodling and start doing spider scrolls, that's mine. So then what you're going to do is once you have that image, and again, if you don't have anything, it doesn't matter. Just being in this
Yes.
is huge. Just being and feeling in this is huge. It's all about intention. So you've got that sense. So you've sensed how that looks. And again, if you're not feeling anything, keep going. So what then I would like to do is with that image is imagine that's coming out the top of your head and all of those words, all of those letters, all of those derogatory comments, all of that, what on earth am I doing, start coming up and out. And you're seeing that coming out of your head, coming over your face, down, down, down. You feel that kind of relief that all that noise is coming out, coming down over your face, over your throat, and down just really gently in front of your heart chakra, in front of where your heart is, in front of your heart space. So we've sensed that. And now all that noise and just feeling it out of your head already just feels so much lighter. So then what we're going to do is we're going to the next letter, which is trust. And when we trust, it's from our hearts. When we make decisions from our hearts, we trust. We just, tr our hearts know. So what we're going to do is all of that noise, all of those words, or just that one image, you're just going to really gently feel that being placed into your heart. Because our heart knows, our heart has the answers. So we're going to trust that if there is an answer to all that noise, our heart will tell us. If there is an answer to all of that noise, our heart will tell us at exactly the right moment that is best for us to find that answer. And also, if that is just noise and it's just derogatory comments that have absolutely no meaning in our lives and are not serving us, we won't get any answers at all. And it's just noise. So it's just trusting that. So from T with trust, we go to open, and we're open to when we get the answers. We're open to whatever that answer may be, because it might be something entirely different that you really weren't expecting. Be open to what that may be, because the chances are, my gorgeous, it's going to be something even better, you know, that the universe is providing something even better for you. So, with that, so that's the open. And then we go on to the P of stop, which is practice. So you can go into practice a meditation, you could practice sports, you could practice writing. I like to practice being present. I like to practice being grounded and being in the moment. That's how I like to finish that. And you can choose whatever you wish. It could be practice singing, practice dancing, you know, just shifting that energy and taking yourself away from it and trusting the process. And that's the stop process.
I love it. I love it. That just seems, it's just even just doing it a little bit, just it just felt so relaxing and it made you feel lighter. It gave you a very peaceful feeling and just it brought you to a different level. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, it's gorgeous, because you just feel your shoulders lower, and it's just like, oh, all of this stuff out of my head. Thank you. And it's a gorgeous one to do, especially if people are just right at the beginning. To start with that is amazing, is absolutely amazing tool to have, you know, feeling safe and then going into that. Because there's another meditation actually that I'm preparing at the moment that will come out probably March or April, which is preparing people for going into situations, because we all take ourselves so seriously sometimes, not all the time, and it's really important to enjoy ourselves while we're here. It's really important to have fun and have that childlike sense of joy, you know, of adventure and curiosity. And the two episodes actually that I recorded yesterday, the first one is Mars in retrograde in Cancer, which I then go into a guided journey at the end, which is connecting with the inner protector inside, with the mother and the inner child. So you can feel that curiosity, you know, curiosity over fear. And then the next episode after that is talking about curiosity over fear and about projects, and about bringing that childlike sense of wonder into 2025, because it's a 9 year, it's an ending year. And, you know, the nine is finishing cycle. So it's either saying, okay, I'm going to finish this project, that I'm bringing out to the world, or it's saying, actually, I don't feel this anymore. I'm going to
Right.
stop this, and I'm going to let it go with love, and I'm going to move on from that for something even more to come in.
Yeah.
And I go into that a little bit more as well. So I would say, if you're just starting, be really gentle with yourself. Treat
Yeah.
yourself like you would your best friend. You know, you wouldn't say to your friend, "Oh, you're stupid, you're ridiculous. Who do you think you are? This is, you haven't got time to sit down for half an hour and go through and do some writing or speak into your phone. That's ridiculous." You wouldn't say that. You'd listen to them.
Right.
And you'd accept that they need their space, that it's important that they have time for themselves. So I would say, actually, fundamentally, first of all, just treat yourself like you would your best friend.
Right. Right.
You know, that's how I would start. And then, and there's so many other ways that I can take you through, and we can keep going through that in other episodes. Absolutely.
Yeah.
The way I would start that, though, is just phones off, or unless you're using your phone, phones on airplane mode, and just be in that space on your own. Start to get to know yourself. And that's why, actually, I created the video series called Embrace Yourself. And
Yeah.
I've started it myself today, actually. And the reason I created it is because this is a beautiful way to really get to know yourself. This is a beautiful way to really nurture yourself. It's 30 minutes every day. You see me for a few minutes. There's a video every day, and we talk about what that affirmation is for the day and what that means. And then we go into a guided journey. So I massively recommend it's all done in the morning. So go into a guided journey, and whatever that affirmation is, I'll tell you what today is I am loved. That's what I've started with today. And I start it on a Friday. I really recommend everybody starts it on a Friday, because it's been downloaded and given to me, and it was created in the energy of love and Venus, and Friday is the day of Venus. So once you're feeling into that affirmation, you know, from the few moments of the talking about the affirmation beginning, we then plant that. We then, quite literally, because we go down to the center of the earth, we then
Yeah.
start feeling that all the way through the body. And there's a guided journey, about 20 minutes, just to get you into that space. I get you into a gorgeous, relaxed alpha space. I've only just done a little bit with you today. When with my meditations that are recorded or in person, you know, that aren't going out to thousands and thousands of people, it's in a very much, I take you into an alpha state, so
Yeah.
you're relaxed in an alpha state. And sometimes I can do that with thousands of people on here as well. And so once you're feeling into that, and that affirmation is actually going through the body, then there's a beautiful connection. I'm not going to give too many spoilers. There's a beautiful connection. So you can really embrace that unconditional love, you know, the
Right.
unconditional love that's inside us. And then we share that with the world, and then we come back down. And that's the mantra for the day, that affirmation for everything for the day. Any question, and you can either say it out loud or inside, anything that anybody says to you, anything you say to yourself, your answer is that mantra. So you start on day one, and your answer for the whole day is, I am loved. And that's what we do. So each day, each of the 22 days, it's a different affirmation. So, and the way I've devised it and the way it's created is working with the planetary energies as well. So that's why we start on the Friday. So then the Saturday is with Saturn, Sunday's with the Sun, Monday's with the Moon. And each of the emotions and the affirmations correlate with the planets as well. That's how it's been created.
I love
And
that.
what I would love to do, I was speaking to you about this earlier, actually. And when I was in a process earlier with one of my spirit guides, and I was really feeling, up until the 23rd of February, it's really important to give people the opportunity. So if any of your audience feel that is for them, it's called Embrace Yourself and the 22 days of feeling self-love, I'm going to be giving just your audience 15% off.
Oh, I love that. And they could probably find the code. We'll put that in the description box.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, no, we won't put it in the description box because then everybody can have it. What I'll do is, that's a really good point, actually. How are we going to do
I'll put it in the
that?
description box so everybody could see it, and then we will have a code for it, and then we could apply the code to the when they go to
Yeah,
your
of course,
website.
absolutely, because everybody who sees it will be your audience. So, excuse me, yeah, I'm in Venus. So everybody who sees it, they use the code and they will automatically get 15% off. When they click on the link, it will say apply code. You pop that code in and it takes 15% off. So yes.
I love it. And also tell everybody about the program and what it entails a little bit deeper.
The process that I've just told you about, the okay.
Is it all videos and is it
Yeah, so it's
video?
all videos. It's
Okay.
all videos. So there's 22 videos, and each day is a different video. Each day is a different affirmation. Each day is a different meditation, and each day is a different action because it's very important when we're nurturing ourselves. excuse me, nurturing ourselves and getting to know ourselves emotionally and getting to know ourselves is working with affirmations. Yes, it's good to say, I am this, I am this, I am this. Instead of it just being words, and words are hugely powerful, we work with that, with the beautiful divine feminine, with the meditation, and then we take action on it. So there's a little action for about 5 or 10 minutes afterwards, just to really plant that down. And it's on Teachable. You get instant access. There's 22 videos. So you just press play and you're in. And then I would watch all 22 videos straight away. Then each day you go down to, there's 21, and there's a nice little surprise on the 22nd day, which I won't say what that is. And what's gorgeous is beautiful to go through it once, twice, three times, four times. You have it for life. And especially when it's moments like this, when it's we're being invited by the cosmos to go inside, excuse me, throat chakra. This is when it's obviously very important to say this. This is when it's a really beautiful time to go back into it, because we can forget ourselves so easily.
Oh, so
So
easy.
just by having it, many things we say, okay, fine, yeah, I'm going to do it. We do the 22 days and then we forget about it. This is for life, So it gives you that morning practice as well. If people are wanting a morning practice that they haven't had, and they're just starting to understand their gifts, it's a beautiful morning practice. It's half an hour. If you're concerned that you don't have time in the morning, set your alarm an hour earlier. This is half an hour, and then you still have that time beforehand and afterwards just to be with yourself, and yeah, it's nurturing yourself. And so then when the demands of the day start, you've got that affirmation in your head and your heart, actually, that anything that comes up, anything that is thrown at you that day, that is your answer. And it really works. It really, really works. And it's calming, it's relaxing, and it takes us, because as sensitives and highly sensitive people and empaths and feeling so much, we can get a bit het up, and this just brings it down a level. And so you're held and you feel safe, and you go through the day with that feeling and with that, I suppose, if you like, that inner protection for yourself of knowing that whenever anything comes up, you've got it. You've absolutely got it. So yes, that's why it's created.
I love it. I love it. Now tell everybody about the services you provide.
Okay, so the services that I provide are, I call myself the acceptance coach. And the reason I call myself the acceptance coach is because it does all start with accepting. And then once we get to acceptance, that's when we start diving deeper. So the way I work is I'm an Akashic channel, I'm a mentor, and I'm a coach. So it's not just coaching. I see, I feel, I hear, I know, I have lots of different things going on. all at the same time. So what I offer Akashic Channel sessions, which is where I connect on your behalf with your spiritual team, and it's downloaded to me answers for you. And what happens beforehand is, for people who don't know what Akashic channeling sessions are, so what happens beforehand is I will say to you, write down all your questions. Don't tell me what they are. Write down all your questions, at least a day before, so your spiritual team can start working on them. And then we go into the session. It's a private session. It's one-to-one. It's recorded as well, because lots comes through. So you can go back and back and back. There's lots of golden nuggets that come through. And then I get the original download, and I will speak to you. And 9 times out of 10, well, actually 10 times out of 10, more often times than not, I will have answered all the questions before we've even got to them, because that's what your spiritual team will give me. Things is it, and it also really depends on who is asking the questions as well, because it's really important to be open. It's really important to, and I'll take you through a little process, probably the stop process before we go in, just to calm and feel relaxed about what's happening. And what the spiritual team do is they give you the answers that you need. They don't sugarcoat, and they also do not give you anything that you can't handle. So anything that comes in, you're ready for. And sometimes questions are asked that you're not ready for. And it's about being in the it's okay not to know space, which is a really interesting space to be curious. So sometimes that will happen. And it's really important to know that you're held safe and protected. And at some point, your spiritual team may give you the information from that as you grow more. They're not going to give you anything that you can't handle. It's really important to know that. So that's Akashic Channel. That's Akashic Channel session. What I now do as well, because what happens in an Akashic channeling session is, when I'm opening up to people's Akashic records, I can only do that for 40 minutes to an hour, and then they're closed, and I don't remember anything, because I can't walk around with people with the whole, with everybody's Akashic sessions. It would be, yeah, I would definitely be away with the fairies then. So what happens is, I sometimes feel that I really like to support people actually afterwards, and sometimes people are quite happy just to dip in and get on with it, and other people and other souls feel, actually, I'd like some support. So what we do is, that's when the coaching comes in. So we have an Akashic channel session first, download all the nuggets, and then we start, in the next session, we start feeling into what was the, because I get the recording as well. We start feeling into what really came up, and we work just from one baby steps, one at a time. We don't rush into all of it. And then from that, we can start delving deeper into those answers, and delving deeper into those action steps, and delving deeper into bringing those gifts up. And that's why I offer Akashic coaching, because it just gives you that support, that safety net, if you like, as you're going into the unknown almost. So the way I work that, it's usually 4 sessions. So we have the Akashic channel session, and then there's 3 sessions afterwards. So it's a month. It can be more. And then I also offer intuitive coaching. So this is where we don't do an Akashic channel session. We go into, and this also includes the Akashic coaching as well. We go into the first session, and I have a really gorgeous process that I've developed from something else, where we feel into which areas your soul is asking you to work on. And that's where we start from. We start from that point. And I say coach. I'm, like I said, I'm a channel and a mentor as well. So it's going to be a melee, because if there's something coming through as a coach, and I'm feeling it coming in as a channel, and we're not quite at that point, and you're not quite receiving what that is, I then ask permission. Can I interrupt, please? I interrupt with love. Because we're going off in one direction that's not quite the best direction for you. I like to
Right.
bring you back and say, okay, this is what I'm receiving. I'm an interrupter with love. And I don't sugarcoat either. I say with love.
Yeah.
That's really important as well. I do not BS anybody. Everything that comes through me is with absolute love.
Yes.
And I'm not given anything either that my clients, my soul clients can't cope with. That doesn't
Right.
happen. So that's really important. So, in answer to your question, various coaching and Akashic channeling session. And I'm also working on at the moment, which will be out probably February, March, a chakra meditation guided journeys.
Oh, I like that.
So that's coming. In terms of services of working with me one to one, you can either do one-off sessions. I'm also offering, because this has come up recently, it's called Empower Hour, and it's a one-off. It's a one-off, and it's just to kind of, if there's something that's really, really niggling you, then we do an Empower Hour on that
Yes.
one thing. And we delve in, and it's recorded, and we delve in and we dive deep, and then you can continue with that on your own, or we can talk about if you feel that we continue working together and go forward with that.
Right.
And what I'd also like to say is I don't like to have my clients for life in the nicest possible way, because what I want to do is to empower you to empower
Yes.
yourself, you to have that inner strength to just go, I've got this now, off we go.
Right.
So it can be 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 12 months. And of course, I love to stay in touch and check in. I'm just saying it's not, you know,
Yes.
not weekly for life. So
Yes.
it's really important because there's love work. I don't say homework, there's love work. You know, when we're not in our sessions, it's important, you know, to keep going through and looking after yourself and doing the work. So
Right.
then we're ready to continue where we are. And there's no judgment, because if we stay a little bit stuck, it's for a reason, you know,
Yeah.
we work through that. So there's no, we have to keep doing this, we have to keep doing this. It's at your pace. Everything is tailored to the individual, because no one size fits all. And
Right.
that's how that they're the services that I offer. So and invite people to have an expansion call with me first to see if we are a good fit.
Right.
Because that's massively important as well. Because if we're not, I'm not going to say let's go ahead, because that's not going to help you.
Right.
I would say if people are listening and want to get in touch with me, do, because your soul's telling you to get in touch with me.
Right.
And you know, and that's just for the coaching and the mentoring sessions. For the Akashic Channel session, you can just book those. That's no problem.
I love
So yes, I think that's all of my services. There's probably something else. Of course, I've told you about the video series. Yeah. So yes, and because I love guided journeys, there'll be various guided journeys along the way with the coaching as well, you know, the channeling. So
Yes,
yes.
I
And
love
Cleo, my cat, who's here at the moment, will probably be there as well.
it. Is that where can people find you? What is your website?
So my website is alignwithaline.com. And then I also have a link tree, which is the acceptance coach, and everything is on there. So the podcast Accepting is on there. You can book an expansion call from there. The easiest place to go to get in touch with me for services, though, is aligwithaline.com, because it's all on there. And
Right.
then we can get in touch and get your appointment booked. And yes, and get you onto your path.
I love it. I love it. Now, if you had to take today's conversation and you want it overall, what will be some important things you'd like to emphasize from the discussion we had?
Be kind to yourself. Be honest with yourself. Give yourself space to feel. And say yes to you, the true you.
Yes. I love it. I love it. This has been amazing. Thank you so much, Eileen, for coming on the show. And I really enjoyed this session. I think it's so important that people have self-care and they really embrace themselves and really, learn how to accept themselves, because I think that's very hard for a lot of people. And once you can really dig down deep and really, get into those repressed emotions, heal yourself, learn to accept yourself, and then really give yourself a lot of self-love and self-care, your life can change dramatically. And I'm so glad that you're doing what you're doing.
Oh, thank you. That it's been so beautiful to be here again. Oh, excuse me, Claire. It's been so beautiful to be here again. Thank you so much. And the what you offer to the world is amazing, amazing, amazing. You're an incredible light in this world. So
Oh,
thank
thank you
you.
so much. Well, I can't wait till our next show, and I look forward to seeing you. And thank you so much once again for being on the show.
Thank you so much.